Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by KeystoneSportsNetwork.com and the Keystone Sports app. I'm Dustin Hockensmith. Greg Pickle is here with me. We're talking all about Penn State football. Penn State recruiting is a big theme coming off of the second round of National Signing Day. Penn State finishes with the number four recruiting class in the country. Number five, depending on where you look. Either way, a top five class, 23 commits in all. Penn State's best under James Franklin is significant. We're going to talk about some of the ins and the outs there. I think looking as the dust settles on that class and maybe looking at the 2018 season a little bit, how recruiting impacts that. We'll also, in a little bit, look at 2019 and Penn State's start on that class. Only two commits so far, but that could change in a hurry. We've seen that. Penn State heats up as well as anybody in the country. That could happen anytime now. We'll keep the ball rolling on recruiting and some Penn State football with your questions on Ask Greg. And we'll talk some Penn State basketball with Jeff Brown to wrap up the show a little bit later. Penn State quietly in that NCAA tournament conversation now. They've lost a lot of faith along the way, so you'll have to excuse some people if they're not penciling them in as getting in yet.
I just, I was talking to our buddy Dave Jones over the weekend after the Illinois win, and I was kind of giving him a hard time because he had wrote this team off, I think, and all of a sudden, this game with Ohio State they have this week, Dustin, if they win that, I mean, this is a team that, you don't even want to look that far ahead because it sounds so ridiculous that they could be on a tournament bubble after losing the Rider, but they're right there. They can be right there if they win this game. And it's at home. Should be a great crowd. I'll tell you what, it's going to be quite the atmosphere. There's no question about that.
Two big opportunities. Purdue, going on the road to Purdue as well. I got to think.
So hard to beat, though. I would be fascinating if they beat Purdue. But Ohio State, that's a winner. That's a winnable
two
game.
Shots at a ranked opponent. Get one of them, and we'll see where Penn State stands. Let's talk some football, Greg.
Yeah.
And really, I think, to me, the dust is settling. They finished up the recruiting class last Wednesday with the addition of Rasheed Walker, who's a really good player. We've talked about him a lot, but I don't think you can say quite enough there about the impact addition late in the cycle at a position where they need offensive, true blue offensive tackles. Penn State needed them.
Yep.
But to me, as they finish up the class and, you know what the staff has gone through as far as, you know, a couple kids transferring, the coaching staff really being rebuilt on the fly. I think James Franklin did a great job of projecting stability, and getting a guy like Rasheed Walker, I think, just only added to that. So
yeah.
What could have looked like turmoil when you lose your offensive coordinator, your running backs coach, you lose all these different pieces of your staff, it all has come together, and it seems to fit really well.
No, absolutely. There's no question about it. I think that when you put everything together, number one, the hires James Franklin made they weren't the end-all, be-all, because the class of 2018 already had 22 signees from December. So a lot of times you might be looking for bring in a coach that might bring some guys with him at the end of the class here. But for Penn State, they didn't need that because David Corley and Jawan Sider are guys that have been recruiting for a long time. And they're going to help Penn State a ton in the class of 2019 and beyond. There's no doubt about that. We heard what James Franklin said about recruiting Florida and all of that. And I just think that you're going to see those two guys really go out in the trail and work well for Penn State in the future. But as it relates specifically to the class of 2018, they got out there and did well. You know, they talked to some kids and all that, but their impact's going to come a little bit further down the road. But for the class of 2018, you close it out with Rasheed Walker, it's pretty good. I mean, I think that it's about as good as you could ask for at this point.
Looking ahead, I think one of the things, and it came out during James Franklin's National Signing Day teleconference, there was snow, so you didn't get a full-on James Franklin experience,
right.
Penn State
already selling the blue-white game, just in case you're looking ahead to that at all.
Well, we'll get into that for sure. I want to get into that a little bit more when we talk 2019 recruiting later in the show, because that's going to take on some added significance. But one of the things that came up was James Franklin basically saying you don't hire Jawan Sider without getting into Florida, without making a push into Florida, without leveraging his connections. And that really is maybe the next step, I think, looking at how Penn State pushes forward in recruiting is what kind of impact can they start to make outside of their traditional footprint now?
Yeah, no, no question about it. I think that, look, you're not going to see them. You're not going to see them go crazy and get a whole bunch of Florida kids. But like West Virginia, and Jaywon Sider, of course, coached at West Virginia and developed what is now a very strong pipeline of Florida to West Virginia. I just think that you're going to see it at Penn State. You're going to see a lot of guys from down there, at least consider them. This new early signing period is key, Dustin. 18 offers already out to Florida players for Penn State in the class of 2019, according to 247 Sports. It says a lot about the way they're recruiting nationally that the next highest is 12 in the state of Texas. But Penn State, they were unloading the offer cannon, if you will, before Jaywon Sider got here. But they may have just been unloading it. Now they have a legitimate chance for him to go to these kids and say, hey, look, you had an offer for me at Florida. I can tell you all the reasons why I went to Penn State and why you should come with me. They're going to get a couple kids in this class. There's no doubt about it. They did get some other ones. Judge Culpepper, obviously, last cycle. Jordan Miner. So it's not like they've had no success in Florida, but it's about to get a whole lot better.
You add Penn State's national profile getting elevated a little bit with a guy with some more connections there. With already, you know, you get into Wiregrass Ranch where Jordan Miner is from. You get into Plant where Judge Culpepper is from. And you start to see some of the makings there of expanding that footprint a little bit. And that's one thing that Penn State has done. And obviously every team's trying to do it is protecting your usual footprint, which I think 247 put out that map of where different regions fell under which program.
Yeah,
Penn State had a pretty big footprint there in the whole mid-Atlantic.
Yep.
Looking at D.C., Virginia, Maryland, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Penn State has really done a good job of protecting that turf. One of the next things is to use some of your newfound national reputation to start stretching elsewhere. And you're starting to see signs of it.
Yeah.
Maybe they're taking the next step.
No question.
In 2019.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Just one thing. I just think that it'll be interesting to see if Penn State – how Penn State, and we'll talk about it in 2019, I know, but how they use the official visit period. Penn State, under James Franklin, has been, and the class of 2018 is a great example of this, they've been really flexible. So when they always had the official visit weekend before, it was always the last weekend in January because that was signing day. So this year, they obviously are preparing for the Fiesta Bowl, are disappointed that they're not in the college football playoff. They hosted, 12, 15 kids on campus in December before that signing day. I mean, so they're always adjust, but this is a big adjustment that they and programs across the country are going to have to make.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show talking some Penn State recruiting, really just trying to see where the dust settles on 2018. And, Greg, with this class, you know, I think instant impact is always something that people think. I think about it. How does this impact the depth chart right away at different positions? Certainly linebacker is one with a lot of question marks.
Yeah.
Where Penn State could maybe fill them. You have, you know, Micah Parsons at 6'3", 240. You have Jesse Lucada at 6'3", 235. You have Nick Tarburton, who, you know, we mentioned this earlier in the week, but coming in at 6'3", 260 pounds in Penn State's initial depth chart of the spring. They've got some impact help on the way at different spots in the skill positions as well.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, the one thing I really would like to know that we don't have an answer to is what's the word with Ellis Brooks? And if Ellis Brooks is ready to come off his redshirt year and play, I think at least two of Parsons, Lucada, and Tarburton redshirt. I think that's probably the case. If not, I think you see two, maybe all three of them play. Of course, if Tarburton moves to the defensive line, then that'll obviously probably put him in a redshirt situation. But the one thing I will say about Penn State's recruiting under James Franklin, the class of 2018 is another example of this, is that they have taken a steady uptick toward getting guys that could play right away. You know, we've heard James Franklin talk about this before, the whole idea of, you know, if guys can get here 3 years, get their degree, graduate, go to the pros, he wants them to do it. He didn't have that kind of talent his first two, even 3 years on campus. Now he has that kind of talent. You'll see kids play. That's why Tariq Castro Fields and Lamont Wade played as true freshmen. It's why you'll see some of these guys, Micah Parsons, Justin Shorter, probably Ricky Slade, play from day one as well, because you might not have these guys for a whole 4 years.
So I think the caliber of player that he's getting, and I think just the attitude in college football, to me, in the last couple years, has taken a turn towards more aggressive with freshmen. And you have programs like Ohio State and Alabama kind of leading the charge there. They are programs that you feel like They shouldn't need to play inexperienced players, but they're getting such good, impactful college-ready guys right away that they're burning through freshmen faster than anybody else. They're not plugging holes by necessity. They're getting guys who are so good they can't stay off the field. And Lamont Wade, Tariq Castro Field, Yitor Gross Matos last year, they're guys that maybe didn't necessarily need to burn their red shirt by depth alone, but they were good enough. So James Franklin did it, and he's proven himself aggressive when he needs to be in that regard. There are some guys in this class, and I think, you know, you mentioned the linebackers. I don't think that I'm going to make up a word right now. I don't think Micah Parsons is redshirtable.
Yeah,
I don't think he is somebody that you can possibly say, okay, we need you to take a step back. You know, we need you to do this or that. He can do athletically pretty much whatever he wants.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I just think as long as he has to play. So how do guys that are surefire players in their freshman year not get on the field? It's they don't know the playbook. And I think that's the only thing that'll keep him off the field. Now, I don't believe that he'll have any issues with getting onto the field, with learning the playbook. But that's the only thing you'd have to watch for. But to me, Dustin, at the end of the day, when you look at what that kid was able to do in high school, when you can see everything that he has been able to do. I mean, if you saw the pictures of him at the Mr. PA football banquet over the weekend, I mean, he looks different already. He's only been, I mean, he looks like an NFL player. He does. It's unbelievable. I mean, Penn State, I don't know if Penn State, when's the last time Penn State had a guy like this out of high school that just looks the part and he's ready to play from day one? I mean, it's just, even Saquon Barkley when he was in high school, I mean, no one saw that coming for him. Everyone's expecting that to come from Micah Parsons. He obviously has a lot of weight to carry, but I'll tell you what, he carries it well. He is a guy that knows what needs to do, knows what needs to happen, and goes out and does it, and it's going to be a big impact for Penn State in 2018.
Tell you what, if you see him at the 6'3", 250-pound range by summertime, look out.
Yeah.
He could be a dominator. And with that in mind, when you see with the roster release, you see Lamont Wade move to safety. You see the class and the January enrollees who are in there. You know that Saquon Barkley's gone. You're replacing him. Is Penn State a national contender in 2018? You also, to be part of that mix, the offensive line could take a big step forward. It's the one that it wasn't a huge step forward in 2017. It wasn't as big as people wanted. It could be what people wanted to be in 2018. You add all this stuff up, and I think Penn State is in position to do it again.
Oh, no question about it. I just think that when you look at everything they've done recruiting-wise, Dustin, they are in position to have a smaller but as good class of 2019 when it comes to average star rating, which is a good way to judge these things when your numbers aren't the same from year to year.
All right, we're not done talking recruiting here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. We've talked 2018. I want to shift ahead to 2019 and Penn State's recruiting timeline, what they got, who they're targeting. Greg will help us do that in just a moment. Hey, Dustin Hockensmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can. When you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.